Got a little social media irony for you today. Question is here, does Twitter hate Facebook? There surely must be some tension between the social media giants Twitter and Facebook. After all, social media is a fiercely competitive and also very profitable industry. Once in a while, there's a blaring case of irony to make us laugh. Now, irony is a situation in which there's a sharp incongruence or discordance that goes beyond the simple and evident intention of words or actions. Maybe you'll not find this as amusing as I do. After all, I laugh at a lot of absurdities that I discover online. Social media is a fantastic place to find a laugh, and I may never get the pictures of people with back boobs and front butts out of my head. Yes, that's right, I said back boobs and front butts. See for yourself at your local Walmart store, or follow the humorous links I've provided on this blog. Note, I know some fine people with back boobs and front butts, but let's face it, Snuggies are cheap, and they could disguise that stuff a lot better than spandex. Now back to the social media irony of Facebook and Twitter. We have all heard that we should be using Twitter, right? Anybody in the marketing industry will, at a minimum, recommend reserving your brand name at twitter.com. Just makes sense. Twitter grew like influenza since 2007, and millions of people flocked to the service to find out what a tweet is all about. I must say that it was not without merit, and I have participated quite heartily in the conversation surrounding Twitter. Long before Twitter, centuries before Twitter, in internet time of course, we had Facebook. Facebook really hit the world by storm and grew to over 500 million users in short order. Do you realize how big 500 million is? It's big. It's very big. Obviously, Facebook has a stronghold in the social media industry, but we still cannot overlook Twitter for its complex simplicity. I like Twitter enough that I wrote a book about the service, so this is certainly not a bash on Twitter. It's just an observation. I also like Facebook, and I can spend hours spying on the lives of nearly everybody I ever knew. Then, of course, there are those many companies who do not even see it coming while I'm compiling the information I need in order to crush their business with marketing intelligence that I pick up on Facebook. A logical and meaningful bash against Facebook is like slapping a hungry grizzly bear with a slab of meat and then hoping I can outrun it. It's one of those things that just sounds stupid, even when smart people say it. Facebook is a winner in the information age. Knock Facebook if you like, but 500 million kind of speaks for itself. No, this is not a bashing, but I question how they see each other. What is a good way to open a dialogue of speculation on how the two social media giants view the other service? Make up your own mind on this, and please share your comments, but to me it seems that a look at each of their usage of the other service should say something. What it says could be taken different ways, and I'll let you chime in with your thoughts. Twitter on Facebook. Well, Twitter has a Facebook account with hundreds of thousands of fans. My logical assumption would be that Twitter may actually have something more than 140 characters, the character limit on Twitter, to say to all of those adoring fans. Sure, they have a blog, and of course they have Twitter, but it seems that Facebook is not just the competition and could serve some great uses for Twitter. It seems that Twitter did not ask for nor act upon my opinion or the opinion of the 714,256 people who elected to like them on Facebook. As the image below on the blog here illustrates, Twitter has no recent posts. Surely they have something available if you click on older posts, right? No, nothing. They signed up for an account and did not use it just the same way as the overwhelming majority of accounts created on Twitter. Irony? Well, just wait, because there's more. Facebook on Twitter. I guess I never really pay much attention to Facebook on Twitter, but they are there and using the service. When I want to know more about Facebook, I either look at Facebook.com or find it on one of my favorite Facebook-focused blogs. Facebook really does not need Twitter, but they apparently found value in embracing Twitter as another tool. I commend them on their choice to use Twitter, and it just makes good sense to me. In contrast to Twitter's blank Facebook page, Facebook sends updates using Twitter. As illustrated on my blog post here, Facebook is not a huge user of Twitter, but has sent 683 tweets since their account was created in March 2007. So, the question really comes up, does Twitter really hate Facebook? I guess it's a stretch to say that Twitter hates Facebook, but it's pretty clear that they do not have anything to say to the people who chose to like their Facebook page. It seems that they could at least try it out and perhaps come out and say tweet. Well, you know, it can be taken a lot of ways. You determine what you think it means, but it seems to me that Twitter is not being very social in this social space. Anyway, hope you'll leave your comments at awebguy.com. I welcome it and look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for stopping in.